Retaining your cultural identity can be important for couples in an intercultural union. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Helen Kim, associate professor of sociology at Whitman College, examines whether combining cultures, races, or religious backgrounds can make both stronger in the long run.
What happens when two people of different cultural, religious, and racial backgrounds meet, fall in love, get married, and raise a family? During the past century, this question has been at the heart of heated debates within the American Jewish community. Some contend that intermarriage results in a dilution of Jewish identity and community. Others argue that Jewish identity is transformed through intermarriage, often resulting in greater attachment to Judaism and Jewish practice. The research that I and my partner Noah Levitt have conducted on intermarried couples, where one partner is Jewish American of any racial or ethnic background, and the other partner is Asian American of any ethnic or religious background, suggests that intermarriage does not spell doom. We interviewed Jew-Asian couples in 2008 and 2009 and found that Judaism and Jewish identity, rather than disappearing, were thriving in the context of marriages and families. Intermarried couples were overwhelmingly raising their offspring as Jews in some strikingly traditional religious ways. From 2011 to 2014, we also interviewed adult children ages 18 to 26 and asked them a variety of questions pertaining to their upbringing and levels of Jewish engagement and identity. Adult millennial Jew-Asian children talked about having been raised with a strong sense of Jewish identity in households with traditional Jewish religious practices. In fact, even in light of being challenged for being Jewish because of their mixed race background, our respondents rejected the notion that their Jewish identity was inferior at the same time that they saw themselves as multiracial and multicultural. As the rates of intermarriage of all types are expected to increase alongside a rapidly growing multiracial population, what will happen to religious and cultural traditions? Our research offers one glimpse into the future and demonstrates that tradition and transformation can take place simultaneously, both in the spirit of affirming all of one's different backgrounds.
That was Helen Kim of Whitman College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.